Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
In both the Old and New Testaments, the Lord often used parables to communicate His will. On one occasion, He used a parable that is so clear that the children of Israel couldn't miss its meaning. God used two immoral sisters to make His point. Ohola represented Samaria, that is the northern tribes, and Oholibah represented Judah and Jerusalem. Though Oholibah, that's Judah, had seen what Ohola, that is Samaria, had done and had actually seen God's judgment that followed, she proceeded to engage in promiscuous acts worse than those of her sister. She heard the warnings and refused to choose the right path, the way of escape. Well, this parable was based on graphic symbolism that everyone in Judah would quickly understand. Their sins included idolatry, child sacrifice, profaning the temple, and committing hideous murders. And consequently, God was going to judge these sins. Here's the principle to live by that comes from this Old Testament parable. When we're tempted to do evil, we must be committed to choosing God's way of escape so that we will not walk in the same sinful paths of those who've gone before us. Thankfully, God has made a way of escape through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. As Christians, we have a wonderful promise. Listen to what Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity. God is faithful, and He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape so that you are able to bear it.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.